And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, I think maybe the one of the best pieces of advice I ever got from you is transfer your values and your priorities to your calendar.
Yeah, well, your calendar is one of the tools you have at your disposal that's free that can really help you manage your time, manage your stress, grow your business. It is very useful if you use it properly. It shouldn't just be a place where as things get put in there, you kind of just mindlessly add things to it. You have to proactively put things in your calendar that really represent what's important to you. So if say, for example, writing a blog is important to you, put it in your calendar. Block time to write the blog. Put time to block all the steps that have to do with writing the blog, you know, coming up with ideas, writing the post, putting the post, editing the post, publishing the post. Put all of those things into the calendar. Make them real. Block the time and do the work during that time. A good way to tell yourself if you are kind of working on the most important things that are going to move the needle in your business is just look at your calendar. Your calendar doesn't lie. Your calendar is telling you what your day and what your week and what your month look like. So if you have activities in your calendar that aren't representing your priorities, then fix that. You know, if you say, I want to work out every day, then make sure that putting working out every day is in your calendar. If you say that you want to meal prep every week, then make sure that meal prep's in your calendar every week. If you want to make sure that you're growing your business and you know that I have to, you know, prospect to 100 people, make sure 100 people prospecting activity is blocked in your calendar. You'll know if you're moving the needle, if those things are actually there and you're actually doing the work during the times that you set aside to do the work. So use your calendar as a tool rather than a kind of just a diary of what you did. Make it something that's telling you what to do.